Ryan McPherson's office is on the fifth floor of Capon Hall, where the provost, president, and other six-figure salaried UB employees work. Decisions about the university's future tend to be made here.
I think this is day 8 on the job, so I don't have all the answers.
As UB's first chief sustainability officer, McPherson admits there will be a learning curve to shaping the new position to actually achieve what's called for in the job description. In 2007, the school was one of the first in the country to sign a climate neutrality pact, which means offsetting its entire environmental impact, like carbon emissions, by 2030. At a place like UB, with two campuses, 40,000 students, many of whom commute with single-occupancy vehicles, McPherson must orchestrate massive changes in 19 years to meet the stipulations of the agreement. He admits that even if the school were to do everything right, achieving that goal is wrought with uncertainty.
We wouldn't presume to think that we know what's going to happen between now and 2030.
Even if UB meets the highly challenging goal of climate neutrality in less than two decades, it will likely do so in scant company, as the majority of schools globally haven't signed on. But McPherson says somebody has to try to design a way to operate large human institutions in a manner that doesn't continue the current path of consumption and pollution.
Higher education has been a leader in many different movements. If you look back over history, you see a strong fostering of those types of things.
McPherson will try to sell the greening of the campus as a money saver, a strategy that has baited other large organizations the past few years into adopting sustainability plans.
And I don't think they're doing that because it's the right thing to do. I think some are, and that's laudable and great. I think they're looking at it with a bottom line, and they're realizing that there's too much wasted money, too much wasted resources, material resources, and that there's a smarter way to do things here.
McPherson isn't starting from scratch. He's inheriting UB's detailed climate action plan and a list of greenlit projects. For instance, UB hopes to complete a strand of solar panels that will provide electricity for its 700 or so student apartments before the year is out. For WNED, I'm Daniel Robison.